8:42 now. RT News understands that a scoping inquiry will soon be established by the government into Michael Shine, a man described by the courts as a prolific sexual offender. Shine worked as a consultant at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda in County Louth between 1964 and 1995 and was convicted of sexually assaulting 9 boys. He was jailed for 3 years in 2019. We're joined this morning by Adrienne Riley, CEO of the Dignity for Patients Group, which has worked with nearly 400 people who say they were abused by Shine. Adrienne Riley, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland. Would you tell us about the meeting you had yesterday with the Health Minister?
Good morning, Audrey. Thank you very much for inviting me on this morning. We had a long day and a long night last night consulting with some of the victims. So we were invited to a meeting yesterday to hear from the Minister and from officials' response to terms of reference and other documents we'd sent in before the summer. I'm not actually going to discuss details of the meeting because we had agreed we have to consult with all the victims, and we have 390, so we only got to a portion of them last night. But I can say a number of things. I can say that it was a positive meeting, that we are confident that the Minister, when the memo goes to Cabinet, which may be tomorrow or maybe next week, depending on what our victims come back to us with throughout the course of the day. But so far, the response has been positive to starting the process with a scoping exercise, actually, not a scoping inquiry.
And what would that do, a scoping exercise?
So it would look at a number of things in relation to information gathering, hear from some victims and kind of put together the foundations for a partnership and victim-centred arrangement through those 16 weeks where we build the foundations for some type of statutory inquiry, we hope, at the end of that exercise.
How likely is it that it would lead to a full statutory inquiry, do you think?
Judging from the interactions we've had with the Minister throughout the course of this year and in the meeting yesterday, we are entering all of this in very good faith, and we have no reason not to believe that there isn't going to be positive outcomes from us going into this process. It was a very lovely and engaging and receptive meeting yesterday where we could actually discuss real things that were brought to the table on behalf of the victims. Like we've always said, to look at the institutions that failed them, to look at how the abuse was allowed to go on for so long, and to address some of the issues like the Smith Review, why that remains locked up, and can we get, to look at some of the issues around that review, all those type of things.
So, yeah, because I was going to ask you why it was necessary when Michael Shine was tried, convicted and jailed. But from what you're saying there, it's going deeper than that and wider than that is your hope.
Well, all statutory inquiries they're about the abuser or about the person that has caused the injury or the harm. In this case, sexual assault and sexual violence on children. And they always look at that element, but they also looked at the whole systemic process that allowed it to happen. Because you have to remember, Michael Shine was a general surgeon in a hospital where a first complaint was known, and that is documented in the Hederman O'Brien independent review that happened in 1994. And so what happened from 1977 when the first case of abuse was reported, and also what happened when it was reported to the guards 30 years ago? So we need to look at all the institutions that had legal obligations to actually protect children from sexual abuse and rape and sexual assault, and where did they fail? What are the learnings from that? And we need also for the victims to have a voice and for them to be believed. And that is the main thing that they want people to know, what happened to them, who failed them and who should have protected them. And that's essentially what all statutory inquiries do.
And do you agree it's also important, though, that whatever comes after the scoping exercise, it doesn't run on for years?
Yes, and they have already indicated that they, can put together forms of bespoke inquiries. So, for example, the religious inquiry is a type of bespoke inquiry. In the terms of reference, they say it will run for, I think it says 5 years, and it can be negotiated, you know, if needs be or whatever. And I worked on the child abuse inquiry, the heart inquiry in the north of Ireland as one of the researchers, and that had to be extended by 1 year. And it was time bound also. So these things are all negotiable around the idea of a bespoke inquiry. And nobody has any interest in this running on for years, because some people have died and some people are quite elderly. Now, some people are quite young. Mm. The youngest victim that went public last year, Larry Torres, is only 40. And as he said to the Taoiseach, when we met the Taoiseach in April, he said, I was abused in 1994 when I was 10. You can be guaranteed there is somebody younger than me that still has to come forward.
Adrian, thank you very much indeed. Adrian Riley, CEO of the Dignity for Patients Group. And if you've been affected by anything we've been talking about there, there is help available. A detailed list of specialist support agencies can be found at rte.ie/helplines. We'll be back with more after the break.